Have you seen this? There is one tall, slender, curly-haired heroine of 80s science fiction that we all love. I am, of course, talking about Geena Davis in Earth Girls Are Easy.
Welcome to Have You Seen This?
The world's only podcast about obscure, overlooked, and misbegotten media.
All discussions will be spoiler-heavy.
You have been warned.
This show would not be possible without the support of our patrons. If you would like to support our show, join us at patreon.com/haveyouseenthis. For just $5 a month, get access to our Discord and all three episodes every month covering movies you've never heard of, or maybe wish you hadn't. You did always like the tall girls, Tim.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I impressed upon them for whatever reason. Not just tall girls, but I love musicals. And Earth Girls Are Easy is one of my top five musicals.
Now, Tim, don't kid a kidder.
I'm not kidding. Why do you? I will not stand this funkadelic B-52s Depeche Mode musical with singing and dancing and original songs by the voluptuous Julie Brown. I will not stand for this.
The delightful Julie Brown.
Although I will bury my face in it.
Julie, come on the show. We promise we won't say anything creepy.
We will pretend like
to
we
your face.
Yeah, like we haven't been perving on you for the last couple of years. But yeah, tell me that this isn't a musical, Jen.
I mean, it fits the mold.
Mm-hmm.
Even Geena Davis gets to mime to a sad ballad about
yes.
having her heart broken by a cheating piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of musicals, I think post the real heyday of musicals on film, like 50s,
mm-hmm.
maybe, you know, your Gigi's, your My Fair Lady in 1964, but...
Blah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Not, stuff Tim not, knows or cares not about.
Yeah, before musicals got interesting and good.
But like I was saying... Musicals had their heyday on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Less so later. I think for whatever reason, they were a little more of a hard sell to audience. I don't know if audiences were just more cynical or demanded more realism in their films. But as I was rewatching this film
mm-hmm.
and enjoying it very much, because I've seen it a bunch of times and I just love it. It's delightful.
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is the kind of movie that they would cut a trailer for and... make sure not to put any scenes in it that indicate that it is kind of a musical.
Like the remake of Mean Girls.
Exactly. Because I saw that trailer and I was like, huh. They cut around the songs
they don't want
as
people
much
to know
as possible.
A god-awful musical. Well, yeah, I mean, musicals get a bad rep. So many of them are terrible. But every once in a while, you know, you find a good one like Earth Girls Are Easy. And... I know that we, you know, it was contentious because it's like, well, why would we cover this movie? Everyone loves it.
Yeah, and as it turns out, it
Which
flopped.
I don't know, I guess, yeah, it's difficult to push quality musicals in pop culture, I suppose.
Well, you know what, Tim? I think
it fits with what you're saying.
I think that in 1988,
uh-huh.
still, like, the tail end of the Reagan era,
mm-hmm.
people were not ready to center female
that
pleasure.
Is a whole other thing too. Yeah, this is a great feminist sci-fi adventure for women who are dumb valley girls, bimbos. I you know, it's,
it, well,
it's
it
cross-sectional,
means a lot to me because
Jen.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Tim. I cut you off.
No, we're just having a chat. Yeah, it's not transactional.
Not transgender.
Intersectional. Yeah.
Yes. it is a movie that tells you, yes, even a woman with dyspraxia can find love. And that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Personally.
It's true, because we have Geena Davis, our sci-fi heroine. She is in a loveless engagement with the since-passed Charles Rocket. I know, Jen, you're going to want to hold forth on that. I'll just leave the room. But yeah, and it's and there are some flashbacks that explain their courtship, and in every one of them, she's bumping into him and just being a total load, being a nuisance in his way. And it's like, well, I wondered, I mean, how did he even agree to an engagement with this woman? And then I took a long, hard look at myself.
Oh, Tim, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, so, you know, pity the tragic character of Charles Rocket in this, a.k.a. Ted.
Yes, a white man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really, his character is summed up by a shot later in the film when they arrive at his car and it has a sticker that says George Bush for president.
Well, yeah, everything about him is awful. Even his fish are all named after luxury yuppie sports sedans.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a yuppie conservative. He's just the basic person you would find in the valley.
He's the kind of person that on the surface looks like a catch,
mm-hmm.
but he's actually a cheating slime ball.
Yeah, yeah. In addition to all the Bush and the yuppie stuff, yeah, he also cheats on his bride to be.
Wow, I can't. You know, a doctor being an arrogant sociopath—that's unheard of.
Yeah, you'd never hear of such a thing. Also, you know, he's just not into her. That's part of the takeaway too. I mean, Gina Davis is a very lovelorn, clueless manicurist. So
she is a nail artisan.
Artisan, yeah, okay, sure.
She probably like knows Tippi Hedren personally.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Listen to our Roar episode for the story on that.
Right. So she's as is the goal of most women, she strives to find ways of attracting and pleasing her man. Again, you know, this is self-actualization you know, by way of the valley.
This is possibly the most positive depiction of the valley on screen ever.
It isn't
maybe
accurate.
The other being Valley Girl with Deborah Foreman and Nicolas Cage, but
right, yeah, and this movie,
it's a terrible place, people.
Right, yeah, Jen will tell you. But it is also, you know, it is a fair but accurate portrayal. The people here are, you know, are just a cadre of dummies. Yeah, it predates Clueless. It predates Ab Fab. It has ridiculous fashion.
Yes.
In as much as you can call it that. An obsession with hair and nails. It is the valley. Like, these are not bright people, but, you know, they're still people with hopes and dreams. You know, they hope to someday meet an alien and be swept off their feet. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can get 2 extra episodes every month, plus access to our growing catalog of reviews for just $5 a month by going to patreon.com and searching for Have You Seen This?